Anyone in and around Cochrane with concerns about their bear's health is invited to bring them into Burwash Equine Services just south of town on January 21 for a complete medical checkup, including surgery if necessary, for the price of a non-perishable food item for the Cochrane Food Bank. No grizzlies, just teddies, please. Dr. Jen Morrissey, an equine veterinarian and reproductive specialist, is the brains behind the Teddy Bear Clinic. She was first exposed to the idea at veterinary school a few years ago. When I went to vet school, they did something similar on their open house days, and I thought it would be a great way to support a local cause, encourage kids to get interested in agriculture and the medical field, and use their imaginations and to get people to come to the clinic in a less stressful scenario, she said. She brought the idea forward to Burwash's Community Outreach Committee and the response was immediate and positive. Normally, farm kids' first experiences with a clinic like Burwash would be in an emergency situation, which may not be the best way to introduce them to what the life of a vet is like. Another advantage of the Teddy Bear Clinic is staff will have more time to interact with visitors. Morrissey sees it as an opportunity to give a little back to the community, and possibly foster a curiosity in young children who may develop a long-term interest in becoming vets themselves. She promises full medical exams for their teddy bears. Minor surgical repairs, full health exam, absolutely, Morrissey said. To that end, the clinic has been reaching out for organ donations. Local craft stores have already stepped up with materials like fabric and stuffing. A furniture and upholstery shop invited them in to take whatever they needed. We're working on getting some hearts to put inside the teddy bears, just to ensure they're fully functional, Morrissey said. The professional landscape in the background lends itself to another side effect. Nurturing interest in the profession just might help address a marked shortage of veterinarians in Alberta and elsewhere. If we can develop junior surgeons, absolutely, I think that's part of it. Developing that interest in agricultural medicine and surgery at a young age, getting kids to ask questions and see what's out there, Morrissey said. It's a little young to recruit 5- and 6-year-olds, she said with a laugh, but it's never too early to get people interested, and using their imaginations. There is currently a shortage of all kinds of vets, and Morrissey said it's even more critical for large animal specialists. We're actually at a bit of a crisis point in trying to retain equine veterinarians in particular, she added. There's a large number leaving the field, and very few students interested in going into it. It's a dire situation for us. Their ad for the event says that junior surgeons will be welcome January 21 at Burwash Equines Clinic at 252,140 Range Road 42. The first shift is scheduled for 11 a.m., To register for a clinic tour and surgical appointment for your teddy, send an email to office@burwashequine.ca. Participants are asked to bring a non-perishable food item.